This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, you know, maybe we should start tonight with all the things I don't want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about, because everybody else is going to talk about it. And I don't like to talk about things everybody else is talking about, usually, typically. One of the things we're not going to talk about tonight is the Republican National Convention. Just so you know, Super Don, I know you're disappointed. We're not going to...
No, we're on the same page as far as that goes. Because you notice, I mean, that's what everybody's talking about right now, right?
Right, exactly. It's like, not going to do it.
That did not make it on the list for tonight.
Thankfully. Look, we'll cover it Thursday evening when we get together with Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton. So, and if there is something breaking, of course, you know, it's not like we ignore it. But, man, oh, man, it's just it's the greatest show on earth.
Well,
right?
Can I make just a tiny, tiny, little, tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny comment about it?
You know, you're Super Don. You have leeway.
I will say this, and this is kind of funny. Did you see that Stephen Colbert crashed the
yes, he did.
Party?
The guy from the Hunger Games.
Yeah, he was dressed up like the Hunger Games.
Like Stanley Tucci's character.
Yeah, grabbed the gavel. And we'll now start the 2016 Power Hunger Games.
He was so much funnier when he was that character that he played on Comedy Central.
Right.
I just found him more funny. But, hey, what do you want? He's got his own thing. I've got the cat in here with me in studio because she knows we're going to talk about raw pet food a little later. And by the way, if you don't follow me on Periscope here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got at RS Bell Media on Twitter and Periscope. I revealed the answer to one of the questions of the day related to what is that raw food you're giving your pet now, your cat. So you can actually see it visually. Those of you who want, follow Periscope. We're doing more video stuff. Can you hear the cat? Oh, she's going to be talking. She's going to think, it's my radio show now. Meow. Anyway, gotta love those animals, those furry creatures. So we said we're not going to talk about the RNC stuff. You know, there's so much to be discussed about related to our government. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion. And John Rappaport did another great article on the whole cop shooting thing. Hush, kitten. I'm on the radio. She doesn't care. Anyway, I'm thinking about all the things that we could be talking about. And then it neglects the discussion that has to happen almost 24/7. That is the attack on our children, much less our grandparents and parents, maybe even on us, if we've succumbed to the fear of germs drummed into our DNA by dunderheaded doctors who only want to inject us with toxic poisons that they claim are not toxic or poisonous because it's only a little bit. It's in a syringe. It's just hardly there. It's a teeny weeny little bit. And it's devastating the health of generations of children all over planet Earth, but let's just talk about here where the show originates in these United States. And yes, kitten, I know. We're going to take care of you. We're going to talk about your raw food. How you can hang out with me. Here I am talking to the cat as I open the show. Am I like the cat lady? Here, it's a crazy time. But anything to avoid politics. Now, the issue of where this does, to some degree, get political comes under the impression where people have this idea that the government could force them to accept vaccines, like with SB 277 in California. And, of course, that's only if you want to send your kids to public school, government school, or, in the case of SB 277 in California, even private school, which they'll deny you. access to private school in that case. So, you know, obviously there's a big problem with that. I don't like these mandates under the guise of protecting kids or anybody, because it's a completely false notion that the germs are even the cause of the disease. There's no issue of, well, discussion, real discussion of susceptibility, vulnerability, except to say you have to get vaccinated because of the vulnerable kids who can't. And what about the kids who are vulnerable to the immediate impact of toxic medicaments, additives, adjuvants, metals, DNA, RNA from animals, aborted fetal tissue, and the impact it has on them? No, that's not of consideration. We need to get enough of you injected with these poisons, these synthetic toxins, etc., in order that we can claim there's something called herd immunity kicking in, which is a nebulous concept, not defined nor proven in the peer-reviewed literature. But they know it when they don't see it or see it. It's over 90%. No, that's not enough. It's 93%. No, that it's 94. It's 95. It's 97. Well, it's 90. We'll take 90. But it's not. No, we need to have a law to make sure every child in California gets vaccinated no matter what, because we're having a crisis in California. Remember Disney? Remember measles? Had nothing to do with the vaccine rate of school children in California. By the way, what was the uptake rate in California? Is it like 97%, 96, 95, 94? Anyway, well above their minimum for herd immunity. So there was no crisis. There was no issue. They only had politicians that they could buy. And in California, they were largely Democrats in this case. And so the result of this disaster is the increasing cost, not only to the parent. The parent, the cost is not even measured in dollars, although it can be in terms of aftercare if the child survives, is diagnosed with severe mental disability, autism, however they want to define the neurological damage from the vaccine. But you can never compensate a parent when they lose their child, even if they're still alive, with the kind of things that you've witnessed through the movie Vaxxed and all the people that Polly Tommy has interviewed, the families, the parents that have gone through this. But we look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. This is a 1986 act that was signed into law by Reagan. One of the worst things he did. Yes, one of the worst things he did. And we look at, you know, Health Impact News is probably the only news organization out there that's actually doing any level of coverage of the reports on this this compensation program. How many injuries are being compensated? And the increase that's happening. And where is the increase primarily focused? Which shots are causing the worst problem? Now, if we go to this reporting, and it happens, how often does this happen, Super Don, the reporting? Every quarter?
Every quarter,
3 months? Yeah. The Advisory Commission on Childhood Vaccines meets. Department of Justice issues a report of the cases settled for vaccine injuries and deaths. And I don't know, other than Health Impact News, anywhere it's being reported on. And the first one on the list just got me, even before I get to the bulk of them. The first one was a hepatitis B injury, resulting in encephalitis and dystonia. And, you know, hepatitis B, that's what they try to give the babies within the first 24 hours of life, despite the fact that they're not drug addicts getting needles or not going out and have wild sex orgies from the hospital. This particular case took 5 years and 6 months to resolve after the petition was initially filed. And this was supposed to be, again, a no-fault court to help parents, help the injured to, you know, basically there's no fault involved. We're just going to, you know, take care of this, adjudicate it quickly, easily. You'll get compensated beyond your semi-merry way. Not that you could ever be made whole again. 5 years, 6 months through the National Vaccine Injury Court. And they said it would be just simple, easy, no fault. We got to repeal this thing, folks. Or, even better, stop allowing your kids to be vaccinated. Stop it. Because good luck on getting Congress to respond on this. You know, maybe they will in some odd years, but what in the meantime? Are you still going to allow doctors to experiment, nurses to experiment, politicians to experiment? By saying, well, we have to in order for your kids to go to school. You know what? I would keep my kids out of school if that were the case. Find a way to homeschool them even if you can't. Get a school grouping together. Do so, you know, you find a way. Now, there's a lawsuit against SB 277 that may end up getting an injunction, temporary, likely, if that. It's not going to be permanent initially, I doubt. And this is going to go on for years and years and years. But in the meantime, that you have accepted in California that the government has the authority to force medical interventions where there is no need, not even a modicum of evidence of real efficacy. And then we go further into this analysis and we find that, what is it, about 75-80% of all these new compensations are coming from flu shots. And what is the flu propaganda from CDC and from Walgreens and from CVS? Everybody's playing on it and praying on it. And I mean, not the praying where you're praying with God. You're praying like you're going to be either a victim or the one that gets to eat the animal. They're praying on you and your kids, your grandma, your grandpa with the flu shot. They're targeting pregnant women. They're targeting old people. They want everybody. And the flu shot of all the things is creating more disasters than any right now. Across the board, all age groups. Guillain-Barré, seizures. It's incredible. Not only skin rashes would be mild, steroid-induced psychosis. I'm looking at these things. Lots of Guillain-Barré, lots of neurological paralysis. It's an incredible thing to witness that we as a people have become so dumbed down that we would accept edicts from the Centers for Disease Creation that the flu shot is necessary any more than any other vaccine is necessary. We were all lied to, folks, in the 20th century about vaccines. And Dr. Bitar and I have discussions about it to say we're not anti-vaccine, at least with the idea of somehow safely stimulating an antibody prior to exposure. There's nothing wrong with that, but the way they're going about it is absolutely dead wrong, emphasis on dead. Autism rates in California over the last year have climbed 7%. 97,000 new cases in the last year. 97,000 new cases in just one state, California. If there were 97,000 cases of measles, what would they be saying? If there were 97,000, you name something that had 97,000 new cases of autism. Autism. And still, keep the shots coming. What? Yeah, isn't it? Kindergartners up 17%. Sacramento, the capital, 12% increase in the last year. Then there's a story about a toddler injected with 37 vaccines before the age of 2. Full-on paralysis for life. Folks, don't hold back in speaking about vaccines. Don't be bullied. Don't be intimidated by anyone, least of all pediatricians, on this issue. It is your life. It is your body. It is your children's life and body. Defend them appropriately. And let's talk to the gut bacteria after this, because that's the real source of immunity and a whole lot more. And I told you so coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Dude, do I sound a little bit disgusted on the vaccine issue yet? I mean, maybe that happened a long time ago. I love what's happening with the vaccine, the movie. It's getting people to become outspoken, more comfortable speaking out, and that includes you doctors. You have got to be a front line, you know, because it's the old adage, what if they threw a war and nobody showed up, right? What if they tried to vaccinate the population and the doctors refused to participate? And then somebody says, oh, no, they're going to lose their license. Listen, you're going to lose your soul if you keep this up. The damage that you're causing is just unconscionable. And you're going to have to do a lot of praying on it to salvage it. You know, a lot of apologies. And, you know, if people don't forgive you, I understand why they don't. Although, you know, it's a bigger thing if you can. At the same time, you know, to watch what's happening to these children, what has already happened to them. Now, if we go back to the origins, the schism between holistic thought forms and pharmaceutical toxic poison thought forms, we go back to Antoine Béchamp, we go back to Claude Bernard, and we begin to look at the germ theory of Louis Pasteur. It wasn't even his. He kind of borrowed and stole stuff and then kind of modified and said, oh, this is how disease happens. You catch something, right? You get sneezed on. And that's it. You catch it, you're encountering it, you're done for, right? Somebody sneezes in your room, you're going to get the cold or the flu. Versus the law of the terrain, which states very simply and eloquently, it is the terrain, the milieu, as they say in French, or the environment, that determines health or disease and not the pathogen, not the so-called disease-causing organism, because those organisms are the result of the imbalance, of the pollution, of the toxicity, of the deficiency, the alteration of the healthy balance and terrain. Now we have another story. This is coming from healthfinder.gov. When Super Don found this morning, I was like, really? We got to go there again? Gut bacteria story?
It's not my fault. It's in the news, man.
I know. No, it's important, right? And you're going back to the beginning of when we connected on the Robert Scott Bell Show all those years ago. Gut bacteria may hold clues to chronic fatigue syndrome. Headline, right? So what are they talking about? The gut is everything. Somebody said, it's the only thing. Well, no, it's the pathway to all of it. And once that gut is damaged via any means that can be utilized to damage it, on purpose or accidentally, from toxic vaccinations at birth onward through childhood, etc., antibiotics like napalm destroying the gut and all that live in it. That includes the good bacteria, the necessary bacteria, of which there's 10 times more of that, the bacteria, than there are cells in your body, your mammalian human cells. You got to say, man, we have it just so backwards in this culture. We want to kill things. It's like, yeah, Liam said last Friday, allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, is war medicine. It really is. It's warfare medicine. Declaring war on anything, killing it, and hoping that the host survives long enough to recover. But a lot of folks are not recovering, and especially these kids with the increases in autism. Younger kids especially. More vulnerable than ever with each successive generation that we've destroyed the gut to our own peril, at our own peril. Chronic fatigue syndrome, now they're saying, wow, we're looking at people with CFS and their gut ecology looks completely different than healthy people. Super Don, is this a big old I told you so?
It is. And is, like you were alluding to, we were talking about this before the show, that when I first started working with you,
mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know anything about this stuff. I was just a radio dude running a radio, radio show, dude. You know.
Yeah.
And it was just bizarre to me how every show, every time that you talked about stuff, you're always talking about, well, you know, if you're having a problem with your this, then you need to repair your gut, fix your gut, heal your gut. And I was just like everybody else, you know, that isn't tuned into this and doesn't know. I was sitting there going, why would you worry about your stomach for your brain? Or what's your heart got to do with your stomach? Or your feet have to do with your stomach? Mm-hmm. And you said, everything starts in the gut. It's all right there. And now it seems like science has come around and they're finally agreeing with you.
Playing catch up they are.
Playing catch up they are.
This is an amazing story. It really is. Go read it. Link's up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events, including this weekend coming up in Columbus, Ohio at the Natural Products Association Maho Show, and Belleville, Ohio, Friday evening with Whitaker Farm Market. We've got that coming up. We got questions of the day coming up next. Check it out. Tell your friends. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I don't want to leave you hanging on the gut bacteria story, so I'll just add this to it before we move on to the question of the day. When they talk about identifying the gut bacteria as different in people with chronic fatigue syndrome, it doesn't mean that, well, we need to put them on antibiotics necessarily. In fact, in many cases, that's what brought it on. Even one round of antibiotics in childhood not corrected can set you up for a lifetime of problems, including things like chronic fatigue syndrome, where some will say,
that it's caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. We have to step back for a moment and say, wait a second, is the virus the cause or is it the result? Follow me here. This is a real hard one to come by because we've been taught our whole lives in the West that bugs cause disease, bacteria cause disease, viruses cause disease, fungus causes disease. Well, could it be the other way around? That the damage to the terrain gives life, brings rise to the so-called pathogenic life forms or viral particles that are spewing out of your own cells when they become so intoxicated and deficient. Observe life on the planet, for instance, like these algae blooms, right? What caused the algae bloom? Did the algae cause the algae bloom? Why did the algae bloom? Somebody asked the question. Super Don.
Why is it blue?
Why did the algae bloom?
Why did the algae bloom? I don't know. Why did the algae bloom?
Because suddenly its food source was so abundantly available that it exploded trying to eat all the food that was available to it suddenly. Right? The algae didn't just say, hey, let's have a lot of algae sex and have a lot of new algae. Right? No, that's not how it happens. It has to have a food source. And, of course, the phosphate runoff. You know, these things suddenly feed these things that are nature's design to transform the toxic waste of something into something else to clean the environment. Now, we have a limit to that because you can actually destroy an ecosystem if it gets too toxic, much like we can destroy our own bodies if we become too toxic. But as long as there's life, as long as there's minerals that you can replenish and you can facilitate the detoxification, we can recover. I'm not going to say it's easy when you're so toxic and so deficient. It could take a long period of time, and it could require aggressive action, including intravenous chelation with synthetic amino acids like Dr. Bitar talks about. But healing the gut is a starting point. Stop putting the flames in. Stop putting the garbage in. Stop putting the toxic poisons in. Heal the gut. Again, the most important chapter, in my opinion, in Unlock the Power to Heal. It's all about recovery of the gut. Then, of course, you can address. And, if we're going to have to kill something, like a temporary overgrowth, use something like silver hydrosol. Because it's not going to kill your good cells, your happy, healthy cells. It's only going to do damage to the things that are harming you. And if there is some spillover in terms of quote-unquote good bacteria, that's minimal to the benefit that you get by healing the tissue itself, like when we talk about the silver aloe protocol. So this is a very important context that unfortunately the mainstream media is loath to report on, occasionally like this HealthFinder.duh story kind of acknowledges, but doesn't really give you a solution. Oh, look how novel that is. We've discovered it's weird. The bacteria is different in these people with CFS. Well, duh. What are you going to do about it? How about some more antibiotics? No! It's a wonder that I have any hair left on my head, Super Don, with all these stories. I'll pull it right out.
Oh, fine. Blame me, right?
Yeah, no, you find the good stuff. We got to cover these things. We do. We got to. And we also got to answer questions from our listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one comes from Terry. Terry says, hi, Robert. Can you tell me the name of the raw pet food recommended by Dr. Marlene Siegel? She's at PascoVet.com, by the way. PascoVet.com. I would like someone familiar with the nutrients to help me out. I have a dog and cats. I heard you mention the one you used is good for both. Thanks so much, Terry. So I did this on the Periscope right before the show. And I was introduced to this by Dr. Siegel. She's, like I said, she's not a spokesperson for them or anything. That's why she's not coming on and announcing this. I'll say it. I'm not a spokesperson. I don't make anything off of it. But we switched over to this thing from an organic dry kibble for our cat to these freeze-dried. We started with the Dandy Lamb Dinner Patties. Sounds delicious, doesn't it, Super Don? You want some? Dandy Lamb Dinner Patties.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet.
Well, and it includes, like all this stuff, 95% protein. Now, this is considered dog food, but cats can transition onto it. And that's where we started. And you take these little patties, depending on the size of the animal, you'd use the whole one or break it into smaller pieces. Soak it with water because they're used to getting, and they get a lot of their water, which is good for kidney health, liver health, all of that. And suddenly it's transforming them, and you might have to transition. That's what we're doing. We're transitioning. And then there's one for cats, which is even more raw protein, tummy tickling turkey dinner for cats. and it's named Stella and Chewy's. So you'd have to, like, check out who's a distributor for it, like these natural pet stores that carry it, Stella and Chewy's. There might be others, but that's what we're working with right now. So, Terry, hopefully that's helpful to you. We got you covered there. Now, raw food.
Stella and Chewy's.
Yeah, Stella and Chewy's.
Sounds like the name of a Mexican restaurant.
Why would Stella is a Mexican name?
Stella and Chewy's?
Chewy, Mexican maybe? Food? Stella. I don't know. It's sort of like Italian.
That
and,
is
and
kind
Mexican.
Of an Italian. That's true.
Yeah. I guess that would be an interesting
Italian
restaurant.
Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be like, but I'll try it once if it's organic. So. All right. So from Terry's question, we got our smart aleck, Denise, or Dennis, right? He says, so I guess this is why the ladies usually leave the grilling to us. Good choice. So this is a bit of a sexist comment from Denise. Dennis, I'm sorry. Since this happened in Tennessee, maybe Ty and his family can spend the day showing others in Knoxville how to grill safely. Well, they're closer to Nashville. That's all right. You definitely don't want the toxic fumes from your burning fiberglass bathtub to contaminate your food. So I read this, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Well, you click the link that he sent, and it turns out somebody in Knoxville living in an apartment actually did something really dunderheaded. And they decided to barbecue a brisket in their bathtub. Not kidding.
Woman literally
barbecues a brisket in the bathtub. Turned out she melted her bathtub. And when she tried to put the fire out, the water seeped right through the below unit in an apartment complex. I mean, at least you could have the courtesy, if you're going to barbecue in your bathtub, you'd be in your own home. So the only person that's damaged is yourself. I mean, I hope you survive. But
and when I was reading this, I was trying to think, okay, so what? She put, like, a barbecue in her bathtub?
No, she didn't. She turned the bathtub into the barbecue.
She built the fire in the tub and then put the grate over the fire as if, like, the tub was a fire pit or something.
Right. I mean, can you do it in the old clawfoot tubs if they're not ceramic coated? Because you can melt some of those, too.
I suppose you might.
But indoors, really? Indoors?
Indoors, yeah. There's all kinds of things wrong with that idea.
I love my brisket with melted fiberglass. Come on. Wow. The firefighters say that this happens from time to time. They said someone on the fourth floor tried to use a charcoal grill in their living room to cook. I mean, never mind the carbon monoxide that'll build up indoors. Where are people just sucking down the fluoride? Is that what's happening here?
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
I don't know. I mean, you'd think you're in the middle of the living room. Maybe about 10 steps in one direction, you'd be outside? I mean, why are you doing it in the living room?
I don't know. I just, listen, if you're going to smoke something indoors, make it weed. That's right. That's the short version of our cannabis update. That was paging Dr. Green Thumb, but queued up a little ahead just so we can fit in more of your questions of the day a little bit later, perhaps. But here's a story of the day related to cannabis. And This is amazing. When you talk about saving money, right, the government says, oh, we're bankrupt, we can't do it. You know, the Republicans say, don't raise money unless it's for bombs. The Democrats say, don't raise the debt unless it's for welfare, right? We got to cover more drugs. Well, not necessarily, because the fact that 26 states and the District of Columbia have now different varying levels of legalization of cannabis, some people have analyzed this from an economic impact perspective. Now, Medicare Part D is the prescription drug coverage plan. I remember some years ago, my mom was so ticked off at the government because they were making her participate in Medicare Part D. And she says, I don't use pharmaceutical drugs. Why should I pay for this? Again, mom, great question. But that's government for you. One size fits all. Limited freedom. You want the benefit? You got to take everything we got coming for you. Legalization of medical marijuana has been one of the most controversial areas of state policy change over the past 20 years. That's how this abstract starts in this study. Little is known about whether medical marijuana is being used clinically to any significant degree. That's what they say. But what they did is they used data on all prescriptions filled by Medicare Part D enrollees from 2010 to 2013 in states where it became legal. And they found that the use of prescription drugs for which cannabis could serve as a clinical alternative fell significantly once medical marijuana laws were implemented. Now, you might be glazing over and going, well, what's the big deal? I mean, you've talked about that, Robert. Well, let's talk about the economic impact for Medicare. The bankrupting of Medicare and Medicaid, we've heard about that. Could cannabis be the thing that saves it? Listen to this. The estimated savings in just that three-year period, $165.2 million per year. $165.2 million, and it's only 3 years of data. And according to this, Superdon, did you say that if all the states did this, not just the 26 and D.C., we could be saving even more, which is not a surprise, but how much more?
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough number, but mm-hmm. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million if this was made legal nationwide.
$500 million.
$500 million a year.
Yeah. Half a billion, just because they get their head out of there.
When you start looking at these details this way, mm-hmm. okay, so you can look at that amount of money saved by Medicare Part D. Mm-hmm. What other areas are you going to see in the reduction of violence, in the reduction of incarceration, in the reduction? I mean, across the board, legalizing cannabis mm-hmm. will save this country money, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, on to the DNC in Philly. They're sending a 51-foot marijuana joint. Why don't they send it to the RNC in Cleveland? That would be more appropriate. I mean, at least the DNC kind of put it on their platform, even though it's kind of meaningless. But at the same time, who needs them? We have the 10th Amendment. Nullify them like 26 states in the District of Columbia have already done. Canavest, cbsciences.com, RSB15 gets you 15% off all the CBD you can get in all 50 states.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including the IANS Conference, the International Association for Near-Death Studies, Orlando, July 28th through the 31st. I'll be there for a couple of days. I'll be speaking out on my near-death experience for the first time, and broadcasting, interviewing. So come on down, and it's going to be a great time. As well, the United States Health Freedom Congress immediately after that, St. Olaf College. I hope to see you all there. United States and Canada, lots of representation in North America. Welcome from all over the world. If you love liberty, health, freedom, healing, liberty. Shout out to Diane Miller and the crew. We're going to see you there. There's way more than I can go into, so go check it out, robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter, at RSBell Media, Periscope as well, and sometimes we do Facebook Live. So find the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook as well. Now, I just, my daughter is going to camp this week, an art camp. Last week it was a sleepaway, you know, nature camp. And the art camp is kind of, it's impressionistic, Monet-ish, if I can say it that way. I was amazed when I dropped her off, all the kids that are involved in art. It's really fun. And Super Don, you found me this article. I think it was actually perfect. I was questioning your judgment on this next article. I was, because it was like, come on, we got to talk about coloring.
Excuse me?
What?
Pardon me?
What? No, I'm not allowed to question your judgment.
My judgment?
Well, you know, I don't know if I overtly said anything to you about it, but I was like, really? We're going to talk about coloring.
I remember when we were first discussing it, you're like, yeah. So this is about coloring books.
Coloring books, right. Okay. Yeah, it got me so excited. I was like, what is this story? Is this another one of those where we've cured cancer, now let's turn our attention to coloring books? Is that what you were thinking on this?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where it starts off, because it's going, you know, researchers have determined that coloring books are not, according to them in this research, not as good and effective and doesn't have the same impact as drawing pictures.
Oh, not as good. I imagined coloring book, you know, being a kid and coloring in a coloring book. Yeah. And even just thinking about it, honestly, I was also breathing a little easier, a little deeper. It was like sort of like you can forget the world by just going into the coloring book and just coloring. But what
Listen,
is it?
I'll be honest with you. The idea of sitting down with a coloring book and just coloring, I haven't done in years, but actually it sounds kind of appealing.
You know, with all the complex mental gyrations we go to with these stories and communicating it to the world, coloring, not bad. Maybe that's all right. So I said, I should question my questioning of your judgment. It's actually good. Anything that can calm me down, especially after talking about vaccine injuries and things, that's a good thing. Now, what was the advantage to drawing over coloring in this study?
Well, I like the way they describe it. It says creating your own lines. And apparently that people that are being more creative and creating their own lines and doing the drawing, it's healthier for you. It's more creative rather than something that's just passing the time or staying within the lines. And I kind of like that, because you can almost draw a philosophical parallel to... You know, what would be better? Would it be better on trying to stay within the lines that have been created for you, or going out and creating your own lines, right?
Right. No,
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. And my daughter was saying at the end of the day, they were just like, and Dad, at the end of the day, they just let me draw. And I said, did they show you any techniques? No, just freehand. So she likes to do that, too.
Basically, it's just, and I get this. I understand how they came to this conclusion. It does make sense that it's more, empowering for children to draw and paint from their own imagination and their own, you know, ideas, rather than going with some kind of pre-decided lines or something like that that's been laid out for them. I can't disagree with that, although I think both have a benefit.
Yeah. Were you good at coloring inside the lines, or were you one of those kids that were like, dude, lines are a mere suggestion.
I was the one that was chucking the crayon at the kid across the room to make people laugh.
Yeah. You were the one lighting them on fire just to melt them because it was
That's right.
The pyro of the class. All right, folks, we got a whole other broadcast hour. We're going to get into some advanced medicine. We do have another question of the day, if we can get to it, on hepatitis C, the fake disease. Uh-oh, did he say that again? Well, we'll explain. What else? I don't know. Dr. Mattar is bringing it. He always does. Advanced medicine. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends. What do you tell them? Tell them that the power to heal is yours. Because it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price, because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.